WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Hundreds of thousands brave the rain in Times Square to ring in the new year.
I'm just like really, really, really happy. The vibe here is unbelievable.
I'm Dave Cohen in New Orleans.
Happy New Year!
As 2025 arrives in the Central Time Zone, people are optimistic.
Well, it's going to be better than it was.
For the whole family.
Fireworks fly over the Mississippi River to ring in the new year as people embrace and kiss, looking forward to a great year ahead.
President-elect Donald Trump rang in the new year at his Mar-a-Lago estate. He says he's looking forward to 2025.
I think we're going to do fantastically well as a country. We're going to bring it back. It has to be brought back. People are not respecting our country very much, and they're going to respect us a lot.
The new Congress will convene Friday at noon. Hundreds of new laws go into effect on this New Year's Day. Former federal prosecutor Lori Levinson says many of them concern data privacy laws.
One of the things that today begins is a wave of state legislation focusing on artificial intelligence, AI. There are close to 700 new laws through 45 states designed to protect people from having AI get and use their consumer data.
Other new state laws raise minimum wages and crack down on social media platforms. Preparations are underway for the nation's farewell to former President Jimmy Carter. CBS's Mark Strassman is at Carter's hometown of Plains, Georgia.
Andy Walker spent more than two decades as a friend, neighbor, and cook to the Carters. She'll be among the mourners here when public remembrances begin on Saturday.
What is it you'll miss most about him?
His charisma, his character, his love of everybody. The values that he brought into what made him such a powerhouse.
Carter will lie in repose at his presidential library in Atlanta this weekend. An American Airlines flight from Columbus to Boston was forced to land in Pittsburgh yesterday after it may have been hit by lightning.
Inbound plane, 74 souls on board, approximately 10 miles out. Some sort of structural damage.
CBS Pittsburgh reporter Barry Pintar has more.
Lightning strikes to airplanes are rare, only about one or two times a year, according to the National Weather Service. All commercial planes are specifically built to be able to survive a lightning strike, and it's been decades since a lightning strike has caused an airliner to crash.
The crews inspected the plane after the emergency landing at Pittsburgh. They found no damage to the plane. The passengers boarded another plane and continued on to Boston. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
Marquette with a win over Providence. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a 70-58 win at Providence over the Friars. Marquette head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, we've had a hard time here at the Amp since I've been at Marquette. Providence has had a ton to do with that, but the crowd has been tough to overcome over 40 minutes. And the way the game started, with Providence making, I think, the first four shots, scoring 10 points in the blink of an eye, was not ideal.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Pacers in Indianapolis 120-112. Doc Rivers says it took his team a while to get going.
A.J. Green didn't make a shot in the first, and he makes a couple. TP misses wide open shots, and he makes a couple. And it just goes to show you, great shooters never lose confidence. They keep believing. We keep believing in them. That's all we talked about at halftime. It's all the shots. Said, TP, you're going to get the same shots. You're going to make them, A.J. But we got to make sure they get shots. And if we do that, we're good.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million in change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. For more Showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood.
Going to be mostly cloudy today here on New Year's Day, although we may see a little sunshine.
And
by
now, a guy who doesn't believe in sex after marriage, Peach Wabba.
Around 10 to 20 tonight, we'll drop into the mid-teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, colder with a high in the upper teens
to
near 20.
I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 26.
And so fun to have you here.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special New Year's Day edition. My little sister Heather will be here. We'll talk college football playoffs and New Year's resolution. Join us. Ring in the
show. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
I'm going to try to put on weight. That's fine, too.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
In just a few minutes, we'll talk about New Year's
Eve.
You're
listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From a stand-up comedy standpoint. And then tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, we do a
broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood.
7 o'clock tomorrow night. Helping you ring in the new year with some great crooner classics. I assume, have you ever listened to a Lou show?
And now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest.
Great music.
Peach Wabba.
New Year's Day, we listen, weekdays at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m.
Compilation reel
for
your
chance to win January 1st, Terry Varl will be here. She brings statewide text to win contest. You could win $100 cash, a Chula Vista overnight stay, and be entered to win.
Right now, we have a few more prizes on our grown up gift list below.
How come we're not part of that? John, I'm just getting over something.
I keep slapping. I don't know. It sounds great, doesn't it?
I just keep slapping him.
Hey, this is a great night to have Dan Schaefer here. Because,
I might need the Heimlich maneuver.
We need some recombobulation.
Not
we had kind of a crazy start tonight with our issues.
We give them
and we were discombobulated. But political editor,
I'm not trying to scare you.
Our political editor here at Civic Media, Dan Schaefer, has agreed to stick around for a few more minutes. Dan, this is fun. Great to have you.
I'll say his name on the air. He's a hero. He's like 80 years old.
Do you have a favorite kids movie? Like, do you have that movie where you
maybe 5'7" at the most, 120
on,
pounds, comes up behind this big kid,
the Incredibles or something. Do you have a film you like to watch?
Poker, pull, whatever it is.
And the great, you know, I like
went flying. He saved a kid's life.
That's great.
And I'm with you. I'm like, my kids are older now, but I'm like,
towards encouraging them to watch.
I was last certified for CPR like in 93.
Movies that don't have songs in them.
Sure, I can.
Because if they have, you know, if they watch Frozen or Moana or one of these songs, they have. One of these movies that have songs in it. I'm going to have those songs stuck in my head, and I'm going to be singing them to myself for the rest of the week.
Keeping his mouth closed.
Your kids, how about Band of Brothers? Come on.
Yeah. Great. That'll be the rest of my night.
So I guess, you know, more of like a Toy Story or Ratatouille or something like that.
John, we talked about a little bit before the break.
I'm not going to have songs stuck in my head for the rest of the week, and I'm not going to have.
Is that convenient? Have you made it convenient because you
the Frozen soundtrack for the 7,000th time?
How does that work?
Yeah, it was,
that
for me,
well.
It is more.
I actually
like
just
about
introduced
family.
Them to one of my favorites from when I was a kid,
and so
which
all
is the Mighty Ducks.
Kind of area and,
so,
it,
and
for
I was,
and so
I was surprised to learn that one holds up pretty well, and they actually enjoyed it.
I'm from Milwaukee, so
yeah. I was trying to bring back some of mine from the 90s.
I definitely am. Would I prefer to be in Milwaukee? Absolutely.
Good luck with that. I had about a 50-50 rate with that. Sometimes they go for it. Sometimes
my home would be in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
it's very small compared to what I can get up here.
Do you have okay? So
that's the thing.
What we thought we would
you always take for granted
to help
too,
you
that,
escape
you know,
the recombobulation area
like 10
temporarily
away, that, like,
politics
literally every week
Conrad put
that
together
that is someone's dream or bucket list is to be here and see that and
quiz
see every day
of
so
Christmas
it's like,
movies
it's one of those things it's
and
a balancing act
we'll
where
play a
it
clip,
is nice where like
a 30
the northern
second
gigs,
or so clip
hey, it's a lot easier
and then
to get
you
to
and
that.
I will try
and then
to figure out
straight shot to Minnesota for 4 hours to Milwaukee 3 to Chicago
so we should be okay here
kind of a hub
reputation will be tarnished
well said
that's great it is funny it's like wherever you
sounds good let's do it
all
right
first school.
Yeah, that's when Con, whenever you're ready, let's play the first
starts to feel like home. Okay, this is my home. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's weird because I've been here since I've been 18, so that's more than my home.
My tree.
So like where I grew up.
What's
so, like,
the matter
this is
with you?
The most, like,
look what you've done to my tree.
More of my life, which is weird.
I think in your bio it says other comics refer to you
so,
as
do I just go ahead and say it once I know
it? Is
it
anyway.
Oh, it's Vacation, one of my absolute favorite Christmas movies.
Find
where's the bell?
With
Conrad, we need some bell action. There we go. Kind of I can't find my bell. This is terrible.
I think, yeah, it was just always one of those things where I felt like I could, you know,
That was Christmas Vacation. Was that one of the easier ones,
so, like,
Conrad,
that's what
or one of the harder ones?
That,
would you say
when you that see was one of the easier ones? Okay. Usually, all right. It's when they're
so
punching down.
Let's do this.
Or they're
Dan,
not when they're making fun of
guest,
other people
you go
and
first,
not themselves.
If you can't, I'll see if I can bail you out. But I might
you're making fun of yourself.
But let's go with
that. They want to hear you tearing yourself down about something relatable, so they feel like they can laugh. It's like, oh, well, he's laughing at himself.
Who the heck are you?
Like that's
what are you talking about?
Kind of thing that can pop up. It's like it's always about being like talking about yourself.
Of course I am.
Very well said.
You're Santa.
You have this
what
cool
song did I sing for you on your birthday this year?
And it's not even a side hustle. It's like an actual
happy birthday,
working
course.
Website. I don't know how you keep everything updated. But tell us about your Wisconsin
son?
Sports website. Oh, wow. You got it?
Well, yeah, for me, boy, yeah. What's your name?
All right, I think some different ones. But like for
go ahead.
Yeah, Dan's on mostly it. On what you like want. Social media. So like,
well, this is another one of my favorites.
Been, like, my
this is Elf with like, Will Ferrell.
Well done.
For me, where I can,
two for
can start
two.
With Roy, I've written for
see,
Packers
this is
for
just,
actually
right.
A Vikings
Dan
website used to pay me to write.
He knows his Christmas movie.
They had
have you
Packers
watched
that?
Well, you start.
Oh,
you happen
that.
To start
couple,
with, I think, maybe my two
like,
favorite
different
Christmas
brewer
movie.
Sites.
And so
it kind of just
so,
stems
you know,
off
you must have really
gotten a lot
done your
stuff
research
just
here,
from,
Pete.
Well,
you know, like
Christmas
Ex-
with the Cranks
Twitter,
is coming
basically.
Up. So let's see if you know
I was,
that.
I was pretending to be a rapper for like 3 years.
Oh, my God, Conrad. All right, never mind. I didn't say anything. Conrad,
basically, there's
number three. There was
a pitcher for the Brewers.
Why are you whispering, Luther? This is our house.
He would like pretend to be a rapper
for the same reason you're hiding behind that curtain.
So. When I joined Twitter originally for just focus on
the
sports,
name would give it away.
I was originally Mike Moustakas, who was on the Brewers. He was a third
baseman,
so
I
was Mike Moustakas'
no.
actual moose.
I can play it one more time
nickname.
For you.
All right, it was just time. A picture of a moose.
Why are you whispering, Luther? This is our
and
house.
And then I switched over
whispering
to
for the
Brent
same reason you're hiding behind that curtain.
Actual raptor. And so, like, that's why I say, if you can pretend to be yourself or a dinosaur,
just because I
way
think I gave it away
dinosaur.
Before.
It's a lot
Christmas
more fun.
With the Cranks.
But that's how I kind of started getting that. And, like,
I just pulled that out of nowhere.
I
had no idea.
You know,
I
started a Brewers podcast. So it's
all right.
I ended
so that
up
was kind
of
a cheat.
Because of all
count.
That. Like, so
Dan
it's,
is two for two.
Brought a lot of good stuff.
So let's when go you with write these clip, blogs or for about the
Packers,
or just
for
your website, do you try to make them funny? Do you bring newer to the
serious articles before, but for me it's way better just to write with my own voice. Yeah. Like that's where I'm coming from to add humor.
That is one
into
of the greatest
see
moments
on,
in cinema history.
Seeing and you know,
and I think
it's so easy
it.
To.
Ahead,
oh man,
it's Home
I,
Alone,
I haven't
isn't
sold my
it?
Soul yet, but it's really easy
the
to just
whole,
write something.
The whole
that, you know, like,
movie is prologue.
2023,
moment,
right before Yellow.
How funny they really were against the Brewers.
I was at a game.
All right, Dan is three for three. How many more do we have, Conrad? We
like
one more.
All right,
let's see how Dan does.
Because
he's batting 1,000. We're not going to count the Christmas with the
Brewer fans.
Yeah.
Conrad,
and just for me to just
five.
Be like a guy had to be escorted out because he would not stop. Like he was scanning the entire game.
I said, I wish I'd never been
on
born.
The first baseline near the dugout.
Ooh,
like,
you mustn't say things like that.
Over and over. Yes. And I had it in my mind. I was just like,
wait
can
a minute, that's
calm
an
down?
Idea.
And that
yeah.
is very controversial.
What do you think?
Not a fan. Or
like,
or tell people that the fans at Lambeau would not be great.
You got your wish. You've never been born.
Wow.
That's tough.
But that's
now,
like
that a wonderful
crazy
life?
That you would see. I have no problem with that because the guy, yes, and right. they'll say, "Well, I'm paying my money," but you can't be a jerk.
Well done, Dan. Hey, this
you know,
was
first
fun,
right.
buddy.
You
I hope you had a good time, and it was great
yeah.
to have
and
you
even
on
that,
the show.
You can boo,
keep up the great
yeah.
work.
You don't like them online,
sure,
but it
at Civic Media and keep being a great
it's,
dad,
it's,
watching
it's
those movies
always
with
something
your kids.
To
teach them to be couch potatoes.
People are never happy.
Kids,
right? That's where we always post.
I'm an inside guy. I'm a proud inside guy.
Oh, my favorite baseball team.
Thanks for your time tonight.
I must find something.
Well, thanks so much for having me. I'll have to come back sometime soon.
I hope so.
You got
right,
to throw
Dan,
the first
thanks
pitch
so much.
That's
Dan Schaefer.
Yes.
Talk
check
about
out
that.
His
that
column,
cool.
his
yeah.
podcast,
so
the
what happened is they had the
area.
Super
he
Fan Contest this year.
Job, and he
was the first time they ever did.
Star,
so basically,
when it comes
they,
to
you wrote in an
commentary.
Essay. Well, someone
so
had to
all
do
his work
you
is available
about why you're
at
such a super fan. And I kept asking my wife too, and then she wouldn't. She kept forgetting. So my mom.
Let's bring Kurt in. And I'm going
to
read some texts here.
I got to do.
We're running a little behind. We got a late start.
It's like
bucket list issues that we're
really. It's like my whole life. I'm going to do something super important one day and throw up the first pitch. And then.
And the kids
it's either that or stop.
Yeah,
you
take, yeah, take a shortcut to
so
what your
Jack
life goal
from
is.
Racine, so, sorry,
and so, yeah, it was fun. I was on there with the guy from St. Norbert,
the
teacher, the
I couldn't
Jeopardy
live without
guy.
Oh, Ben Chan. Sure, he's been on the show.
No
yeah,
suspect.
Yeah.
He was super fun.
No
and then,
recombobulating.
So you, like, you get up there, and like, it's funny because they give you a little swag bag.
Jim, that's a great text.
Were there and all that stuff.
I should have asked Dan.
I was practicing. I played baseball my whole life.
Yeah.
I actually did the the Brent Suter move, because Brent actually had a famous
Civic
like
Media
wind-up.
App
like,
is way up
put his
on
back
the list
foot,
also. Thank
lifted
you,
it one leg and did it in one motion.
Keep those texts coming.
And so
what is
I actually
app
did it from the mound.
You can't live without. Today is National App Day.
And I did it from the top of the mound.
Yes,
I didn't go in front of it like a lot of people do. Because you didn't want to spike it. Because you don't. That's embarrassing. You don't want to spike the ball. I mean, I could do the 50 cent. Have you seen the 50 cent?
So you can text us at 855.
Where he goes completely 90 degrees. Do that. You can go really far like Pat Connington did where he threw him the nets. And so I got cute. I did the Brent Suter thing. I looked at Quentin Berry, which is the Brewers for Space Coach. He's laughing because he knows what I'm doing.
Right. On the radio. I have to say something. Oh, first pitch. Very concerning.
Straight down.
Today.
No, well, I hit the dirt.
I'm trying
like,
to do this
off the grass by there, but it didn't get there. And I was so
but I gotta have something.
42,000 people
right?
Awing.
So
I got so many notifications.
Quest,
still get crap from my family.
Never
a whole
give
bunch
up.
Of props
yeah.
No,
that
no.
Are like low.
But how do you? So many people
keto,
do that. You just don't
yeah.
ever use that muscle. So
right.
Once in a while,
I should have done it. I should. I got cute. I should have just thrown it as hard as I could. It was
and they have
like
a wrapper
I thought I was going to do something.
Like
but
the
here's
Reese's
the thing. The Brewers lost 15-1 that game. All right.
That'll
and
buy
they do
back.
Position pitchers.
That have no wrapper. It's just
when
two
they're up that,
peanut
by
butter
losing
cups
that much,
and they're willy-nilly.
So Owen Miller, the first baseman at the time, was
right,
a position
well,
player.
I'm sure
so he was
still
first baseman,
sanitary,
so he
whatever.
Got the pitch.
So today.
And six pitches in, he spiked
I opened my
it. So I'm the same.
Knots.
I'm the same as a Brewer.
One wrap. He could have gone
one
pro. That's
yeah,
what I'm.
That's absolutely.
Well, did you just throw it out?
I don't know what to do there.
Look at it.
You know,
what
quality control.
Right, so
what happened? What is your favorite sport?
Did he
on
run
your
out of wrappers and say
to write about
stick it
or cover?
It's baseball. I mean,
at
that's
least
my
take the wrapper off the
I
other one before you put them both
in
there.
Sports.
So I feel better about what I'm eating.
Is pick the smallest market.
I don't know.
Team
I feel like maybe
America.
I should write the company
so
and get like.
It's harder. It's harder
I've heard
to
stories
get
like where people
yeah.
like
pay attention. I should have gone Packers because it's worldwide. Packer fans are
worldwide
everywhere.
Well, there you
there's
go.
There's a bar in every.
Say
so
you had.
But Brewers
had one
is such a small.
No wrappers in both.
I love the people that I know and that I've got to know.
No wrappers in both.
It's
free supply.
Baseball's my
Quest peanut butter.
So how far will the Packers go this year?
But I don't know if I can handle
one round. It's just like I get so excited every year and because you don't know when
the
next.
The
black gonna
market.
Happen. I mean, last year someone's gonna be hard to talk
unwrapped.
Last year because nobody saw that Cowboys game coming. I mean, they were on a run.
Joining us right now in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, he's been here before. He's a Wisconsin actor based here in Northeast Wisconsin. He's always busy working on something, writing, producing, acting.
Jalen Hurts playing.
Yeah, I think they can. I think if they show up, I mean, if they're healthy,
right?
Hey, it's always fun having you here. Talking independent film.
They seem like they could beat anybody if they put a good game together. Like
before we get into the nitty gritty.
They love beating themselves.
What you're working
sides.
On now? Because it sounds like all these other things.
You're talking to a guy whose team has not been good
all
in 30 years. So I don't have much sympathy for Packer game? Fans.
Well, you know, we just want two more titles.
That's
got to
be a toss-up
between
my
that's all we
that's
need.
Too much
can you stick around
app.
For a couple more minutes?
Sure.
I'm going to ask you what you're watching, and then we will get to Bill Gorgo, who's going to tell us what it's like to spend New Year's Eve in Port Washington.
Necessary,
you do a lot worse. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media.
You can't live without them, and that was the question. That's fair.
It all depends on what you're doing.
I don't know what you have planned for your nights. I just hope they change the sheets before and after, buddy. Do you have a like fun app you like to?
I said video poker. I have to play Texas Hold'em.
Connor, you said YouTube, right?
Yeah, I said YouTube.
YouTube is up there.
How about you? They actually have a nice lineup.
Yeah.
They, like within the last couple of years, really stepped it up from being like sort of like B budget, you know, these
like B movies.
B movies, yeah. Which is what I go look for, like these old horror movies you couldn't find anywhere else, and YouTube.
Oh, sweet! I love that all these platforms. You can almost find anything you're looking for, which is so great. Because where are you going to find those movies 30 years ago?
I mean, you saw them once on TV, and you're like, that movie was so weird. Where am I going to see that again?
Long lay the world in sin and error pining till he appeared and the soul felt it.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Facing an energy crisis, high inflation, and rising unemployment, President Jimmy Carter addressed the nation in his Crisis of Confidence speech on July 15, 1979.
The erosion of our confidence in the future
is threatening to destroy the social and the political fabric of America. The confidence that we have always had as a people is not simply some romantic dream or a proverb in a dusty book that we read just on the 4th of July. It is the idea which founded our nation and has guided our development as a people. Confidence in the future has supported everything else, public institutions and private enterprise, our own families and the very Constitution of the United States. Confidence has defined our course and has served as a link between generations. We've always believed in something called progress. We've always had a faith that the days of our children would be better than our own.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic
that
Media.
Faith, not only in government itself, but in the ability as citizens to serve as the ultimate rulers and shapers of our democracy.
Check me in on the stream, Craig Knitt, who's been on this show before. He is a friend of the show.
Matt
Couch Potato,
Nair on
if you
air.
Will.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Yes, Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Craig, thank you.
Yes. No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
That's not a bad idea.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We're not going to try to do the full-time thing.
But, well, full-time. Well, no, no. You just do every 3 months? You go down the radio?
Yeah.
And different people?
Part of it?
Of course.
Do you like me on the air? No, you're on the morning show all the time now.
I do. I really enjoy it. You know, radio is just a lot of fun.
Moments away from bringing Bill Gorgo, another very funny guy, onto the show.
I think there's probably some media that you have to kind of be
TV and
polished
right.
and buttoned
up. Do you have a binge watch, something you're watching
yourself?
You can recommend?
Yeah.
Have you seen any
and
of the holiday films?
Not so much on radio.
I mean, I just, no, except we I just finished No Good Deed that
radio
on Netflix
past,
with Ray Romano
radio,
and Lisa Kudrow.
It was like baseball.
That was fun. That was cool.
Like, now like, you're on the stream, I got to wear a shirt and a collar.
My kid likes the Venom movies.
Well, there's not smell-o-vision, at least.
He cried during the last Venom
movie. Yeah, yeah,
it's not permeating.
There's other Venom creatures, symbiotes.
I wish we could add that effect.
There's creatures in it that
cartoon
eat them,
like,
and he, like, they eat a couple of them, and he lost his mind.
He's
like,
no,
the symbiotes. Why did they
so
do that?
You
I, was like,
have a
I realized that that was his
movie?
First big, like, monster
Home Alone.
Movie.
Home Alone.
Like, a
Home
monster
Alone.
Coming.
Every day.
Like, he does, he's never watched,
but
like, Godzilla.
But the whole film, all
like,
very,
know, big,
all
big
very.
Monster movies. So that was his first
not
one
the
to, like, get in the
series.
Genre. It's so funny to
yeah.
see.
Right of passage.
I mean, stop
so
after
upset,
two.
Like, to care about
after
the Venom,
two.
The last
okay,
dance.
So
no
Conrad likes two as well.
I hate.
How old is he?
All the rest of them.
He's 8 and a half.
One and two are great. The rest of them are so bad.
I have never seen two.
Well, three, and then four doesn't even have Macaulay Culkin.
Terminator.
Or three.
Three
like,
doesn't.
Oh,
yeah.
Three
he's
doesn't either.
It,
no, no, that's how far.
He's
yeah.
only in one and two.
Traumatized. Like,
yeah, three,
much.
Four, I mean, and then there's a new one that's like.
I figure
it has
time for his friends.
Two of the. It has.
Sleep, that was what Sleepovers is about.
The older
right.
brother in it.
But now
like,
I think all the
oh,
kids
Buzz?
Just watch.
Yeah,
all
Buzz.
Yeah.
I was about to say Biff.
You don't watch them together.
I don't know if you remember this when I was a kid. Was always
they have him the newest one as a cop.
We would set up Sleepovers.
But no, that was terrible as well.
So you should have been on the couch when watching Super Troopers for the first time.
I'm not saying
right because that's him.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
I, well, he's
oh,
a,
yeah.
He listens to podcasts, so that's
I'm
the
like,
thing. He listens to like more comedy adult podcasts. So I'm proud about
he's
that.
He's one of those
okay.
guys.
He hasn't
he's
repeated
yeah,
the
one
yet,
that
so
needs
he's George
the leader
Carlin
cold.
Or the
yeah, no.
He's
yeah.
a big Ophi Khan.
This is fun,
yes.
John.
You know,
Johnny,
really, it's
Conrad, I need
so haunting. And if I've ever wanted to know if my
here,
son
we?
Was
the
mine,
pharmacy?
It's
the
in
Nightlife
his
pharmacy.
Ability.
I think it's
he has picked out.
I'm just saying some of the bigger radio stations.
Oh my gosh, and the name's going
to
escape me now. Patches
Johnny
Ohulahan.
Johnny is my guest. This has been really fun getting to know you.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
right. Is who?
Rip comedians.
Rip Torn.
Rip Torn.
So. Bill's
what's,
a great guy, too. He's one of the Chicago Comedy All-Stars
in
performing
well,
oh, Larry in,
show.
In Port Washington
no, no, no.
tomorrow
Mickey
night
Rider.
At Memories Ballroom.
Oh,
I don't know what it's
oh,
like,
shoot.
But that sounds
who
like a
is,
really cool venue. I'd like to welcome Not a Nightlight for the first time. Bill Gorgo. Hey,
from,
Bill.
Rocky. Hey, Pete. Who is John, Mickey? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Burgess
we're actually a bitter rival.
Burgess Meredith. When my son
we hate each other.
Secretly hated
forever years.
Grumpier old men. He's like, oh, well, that's the guy from Rocky. I will get you yet.
Wait a minute.
So
he's got like the
eye.
How you doing, buddy?
My son.
Yeah.
My son right now, he's 14.
How are you?
How, this is
I'm,
not something you teach. This
age,
is not,
actually,
right.
Yeah. You know, we that, with our oldest, you know, he was always mesmerized
Bill,
well, by.
And one of the best things about doing
Vader's
the show, I get to talk about entertainment on a nightly basis, which I love, guys. Also,
some of all fears or whatever. Yeah.
For the first time, comedians like John, but also Sandlot. Reconnecting with comedians like you, who I haven't seen in decades. You know, I was,
he was the neighbor.
You know, in LA for years, and now I've been in Wisconsin for over a decade. And I feel like, you know, I have so much to ask you.
I asked you, we were going to have a
after we covered Memories Ballroom tomorrow. I was on the road with you one week. I'd like to go over that too. So,
saddle a very lowbrow list.
What happens on the road?
First of all, I'll take issue with that. I think Dumb and Dumber
nothing
is a
weird
really
happened.
Smart
at least
comedy.
Not between us. You did
it's
disappear for 3 hours.
It's consistent
with
the world.
Yes.
And I always use the example of like Jim Carrey when he's daydreaming and he's being
charming.
Do you remember
that?
And he puts his legs up and lights his gas on fire.
Oh, my.
That is how a dumb guy would picture himself being charming. In some movies,
it's a weird.
The guy's actually being charming. I'm like, no, he doesn't have
actually,
the brain
Grand
power
Forks had a great
imagine that
room.
Or even conceive what that is.
But it is.
The guy that
again,
ran it
it's
really
in that setting of Aspen, right?
And it was
so they're all
in that town
is
Green
Bay.
There's hope for Green Bay. But Bill and I did that, and I'll just share one thing that Bill taught me.
You didn't even
on the road,
put
and I
Christmas
said, what do you
vacation.
Do when you get too tired?
Regular,
I don't know if you remember this, Bill. You
is
said,
my favorite
here's what
vacation.
I do.
Even over
I
Christmas.
I crank the heat in the car. It was the middle of winter.
But
so what is
it about Vegas vacation?
He says, I crank the heat in the car, then I'll pull over to a rest area, and I'll go to sleep.
I don't know.
And we
I
have to
Google
car.
That. I've only
loses
seen
all
once,
the heat. I'll wake up.
Yeah.
And that worked for you, Bill. I was worried I would freeze to death, but that seemed to work for you.
Series,
that's a great tip.
You know, the kids are always
nice
different.
Way to go if it happens. Right.
There's just
in North Dakota.
Why is that so funny
to me?
Because they're so insignificant.
We had, okay, so there's another talk about Wisconsin
comic,
Fred Klett.
Because it's
Milwaukee guy. You ever work with Fred, Bill?
Right.
Great guy.
He wouldn't even know.
I think that was my first time ever on the road.
Exactly right. Exactly.
We talked about this the other day. Do you ever watch
Minot, the bar
like
there?
Instagram or whatever.
The only car
when
the
couple's
trying
not
to be
a pickup
funny.
Truck.
Mm.
And
his
the
Fred's like
Mercury
bathrobe on,
disabled
body,
or something
the
like that.
And sweats,
and then my car.
Adult.
The rest were pickup trucks.
And they always
the
put
only two
humor,
women in the club were waitresses.
Humor, hashtag funny.
And they're talking
nothing
to Fred
is more
me to get our information and take drink orders. And everybody is looking over like
doing
these two dandies coming
I mean,
from
I've
the
been
city.
Aggressively rolling my eyes through that entire thing. Because even in your retelling of it.
I knew nothing about Minot, John, when I went there.
Except their slogan.
Bill, I don't know if you remember this.
It's obviously so fake. The last line of it is always,
why not, my
babe?
Not? Like, I mean,
my slogan
I know we're
for them
dumb
is,
sometimes,
I might not go
guys,
back.
We do stupid things, but
once you've
like
been there once,
we can absolutely.
Any sense.
Yes.
You've seen it all. Exactly.
Cringe worthy.
All right, so Bill Gorgo is here, folks. We're going to talk after
there.
The news. We're going to ask Bill
Dumb
about New Year's Eve in Port Washington tomorrow night. A great show taking place.
We've talked about
Tommy at Memories Ballroom, and we'll get into more stand-up comedy stuff. John, it was great meeting you. Thanks for making the drive all the way
probably geek out.
Yeah, the suburbs.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm gonna, when I pull over, I'm going to let you go up.
Like,
you know, going over the bridge and through Green Bay, and I'll just go home.
I find him easier to watch.
Yeah.
All right, we are coming right back with more comedy talk and more
like,
fun stuff, and we're going to read your text.
What is your New Year's resolution, folks? Lay it on us.
I don't know that I've ever
picked
him out of anything else.
Radio Network.
For
St. Elmo's Fire, Fire Country, or whatever that.
He was the one. He was at an NFL game years ago, and he had that NFL hat on. Like,
really?
You don't even know buys a hat that's NFL. My buddy Mike said, oh, what he left his sports hat at home.
Yeah,
so like,
yeah.
It was so stupid. So,
they make that sweatshirt. That just says sports. For all your non-committal friends. Or I would have, so I'm a baseball mom, but we've had Dixie baseball moms. So I wanted to, I had a cricket, like one of those, like, print your own t-shirt things, and have a punter or a kicker, and it's got the caricature of the kick, and it say, home run! You know, so it's like clearly a football action, but with the wrong, yes. I mean, and
that's funny.
That is the stuff that is funny to me. So me, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum.
A newborn king to see, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-rum-ba-bum-bum. Rum-ba-bum-bum, rum-ba-bum-bum. Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, Wausau's home for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Brief. It was a safe and happy New Year's Eve celebration in New York's Times Square.
It's cool. It's amazing. It's a lot. It's my first experience today, and I'm super excited.
Nothing like the vibe. It is the only place to
be right now.
Only place.
President-elect Donald Trump hosted a New Year's Eve party at his Mar-a-Lago estate. He says the transition is going well.
I think a lot of progress has been made over the last 5 weeks. It's been pretty amazing when you look at what's happening.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwava. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million and change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as new newcomer Nosferatu, which CBS opened on News Christmas Brief. Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwava, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. Since Civic I've been Media, at Marquette, Radio Network.
Providence has had a ton to do with that, but the crowd has been tough to overcome over 40 minutes. And the way the game started, with Providence making, I think, their first four shots, scoring 10 points in the blink of an eye, was not ideal.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Pacers in Indianapolis 120-112. Doc Rivers says it took his team a while to get going.
AJ Green didn't make a shot in the first, and he makes a couple. TP misses wide open shots, and he makes a couple. And it just goes to show you, great shooters never lose confidence. They keep believing. We keep believing in them. That's all we talked about at halftime, is all the shots. I even said, TP, you're going to get the same shots. You're going to make them, AJ. But we got to make sure they get shots. And if we do that, we're good.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwaba. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy
today, but we see a little sunshine by later this afternoon.
Our high in the low 20s with wind out of the west at around 10 to 20. Tonight we'll drop into the mid-teens. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, colder, with a high in the upper teens to near 20.
Way to ring in the
I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
From 6 to 8 here at Nightlight, we will have
ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding a unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right?
Every week.
But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time.
One of the Chicago
so when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Tomorrow night in
Don't drive
Port
distracted.
Washington,
a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
It's a beautiful town right on the lake. You're going to be
the Todd
Alba
Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors. Family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 15 to 20 minutes. Pat Kreitlow.
On New Year's Day morning, we'll have some more of our favorite moments from a year's worth of great guests, big stories, and lessons we've learned in 2024.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays Wednesday morning starting at 6.
Go back to the 80s.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And joining us for the evening is Olivia Witt from Madison, Wisconsin.
So a Madison the Comedy All-Star. There you go.
We got a mix of that. For a little flavor.
So welcome back.
That's we're going to balance out the ticket. We've got two Bears fans, our two Christmas Packer
kickoff,
fans.
Conrad, is what so it is. Just we're to kicking keep off Christmas fighting. Here on Civic Media. You with a wonderful New Year's Eve show.
He was a Packer fan, right? Even though he's a lifelong. Does it surprise you, Conrad? You'll get a kick out of this. There are a ton of Packer fans in Chicago. What do you make of that?
Coming up
desperation.
After this show. There's going to be a lot of fun Christmas music. So
if you started out young as a Bears fan,
Christmas spirit yet? Civic Media is trying to do everything humanly possible to get you there.
The 90s,
just in the nick of time. So it's great to have you with us.
I'm cool. I'm looking around. I'm shopping.
I want to read this. We asked people to send us their Christmas stories, and we set up a special email to do that. And we've gotten a few, and I want to read one right now here before we bring our guest in.
There's something
it says,
wrong
"Hello,
with
Pete
that.
And Conrad." That's how I am every year. I'm like, I'm already thinking about the draft in week six and free agency, and it's not fair because we're good
businesses
fans.
Decorated
but
the
organization's
for
terrible.
The silent auction
easels were
set
up.
Three of the four teams
of
the Bears managed
to
beat so far this year.
Bids.
And so far,
I was bent
who are we
over
kidding? They got one game left against the
Packers. Santa unexpectedly jumped on my back.
Three of the four teams they beat are ahead of them in the draft. At this point. Don't you kind of wish they had lost those three games too?
Because I had no warning, I had braced myself.
You know what I wish, Bill?
I wish
the momentum pushed us forward
so that Santa's boot kicked an easel and the clipboards went flying.
You guys have this great joke. Can people still get tickets?
Those in the vicinity, including a lot of kids waiting to see him, turned to see Santa on my back. He dismounted, laughed as he told my parents he just thought he'd give me a good start and casually walked off to the awaiting children. My parents asked who he was. I said, duh, it was Santa. They asked again. No, who was it really? I told them I had never seen that guy before in my life. He said, I must. Or would he have done that? They kept grilling me, but I had no answers. 10 years after that, a few days before his death, my dad brought up things and still accused me of lying. He didn't believe, but I believe in Santa. As crazy as it sounds, this is a true story.
The great room and the food, honestly.
Merry Christmas and to all a good night. Love the show.
But I would do the gig for the fried chicken.
Monica's one of our best texters.
Wow. Okay.
That is a
great story. Every time you read it, you see something or you hear something you didn't hear last time.
When you go to a strange town, that's how you strike up a conversation.
Twice.
Where's the
seriously?
Best barbecue?
The third time, I was like,
where's
what?
The best fried chicken?
I looked it over once, but there
it's funny you say
here.
That.
I would have double checked.
Let's talk about that because you're like, you were already kind of a big shot in Chicago when I started doing comedy.
It's a great email.
You know, you're still going strong. What do you attribute
now your ability to be funny too?
After all these years,
is it?
Do you have to work harder at it as you get older? Yeah,
because of our
temper,
he's brought a lot to
you know,
all
we
of
all
us.
Get crabby
over
as we
the
get older.
Years,
how do you stay
during
funny,
holidays,
Bill?
Whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever, he's
I think
the,
people are born funny,
the star
and then
of
they forget
many
how.
Films on the silver screen and one of
the
greats of Hollywood. And
how.
Even though he passed away several years ago,
babies, they're just silly.
Our crack
2-year-olds
team of
are hysterical.
Guest bookers here
but
at
by the
Nightlight
time people are seven, they're
tracked
just
him down
pushing
and
each other.
Get, got him to agree to be on the show tonight, which is very exciting on Christmas Eve. Please welcome Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy,
yeah.
I never
juggling.
Waited this long backstage at the Tonight Show with
so,
Johnny
okay,
Carson.
So when we
who the hell
I mentioned this before we
me?
Went to the news.
Yeah, get
you
my
and
agent
I worked
on the
North,
phone for
North
crying
Dakota
out loud.
At Grand Forks. Okay, now I'm sorry about the Jimmy. I know. Yeah, first of all, we appreciate your patience. We just figured you had time on your hands now, given this point in your
well
where you are.
Yeah.
Do you have
the
Westward?
Is your agent there?
The Westward?
Or do you still have representation on Earth?
The Westward
just hang on a second there, Peter.
What's that?
Give me a spotted cow. Please, yeah, that's oh, yeah, that's beautiful.
Okay, Conrad, we can bleep that. I'm kidding.
Likes a spotted cow,
so I remember, I just want to share this, Jimmy, to put in perspective. When you said
cow,
you go to a
Peter.
Town and you check out the food,
I wasn't sure if you could actually
I ran
taste
Hardee's
that
one
to
night.
Where you are.
I think
and
I took
I
your
don't
car because you drove us there all
and
the way from Chicago.
I don't want to make any assumptions. We miss you terribly.
Place open in Grand
Forks. But I have to ask, what do you
want? I tell you, I don't miss you at all, Pete.
And you said, just
give
me $5 worth of food.
Well, you correct, and I appreciate your brutal honesty. Either. But I'm saying
but
we
like
miss
now,
your
that would
work,
be like
Jimmy.
15 or 20
either,
bucks.
You
like people
like
just could eat
I'm
a meal for $5 back in like the early 90s or mid-90s.
It's
insane.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the
I
fine
say
thing.
They don't make
and yet what we're
like
making for
anymore,
those gigs
no.
has remained exactly the same.
What do you think of today's movies?
Well, when people
Jim?
Talk about minimum wage at their jobs, I think, oh, you should try stand-up comedy.
I'm on a new program now, so I don't swear as much as I used to. And if you ask me that question, I'm going to have to
I want to ask you about New Year's Eve, because I remember it's been years since I was actually in stand-up, but I remember doing New Year's Eve shows and looking out at the crowd, and the clock hits midnight, and all these couples are hugging and kissing, and I'm like on the stage with another comic who I barely know. To me, those are the most depressing gigs.
You like working New Year's Eve? There's really not a hell.
No comic in his right mind really looks forward to New Year's Eve. I took this because Memories is a great room. They have a great audience. The food is outstanding. And we're off stage by probably 10:30.
If you're good like me, we can get in the car and head home. You sit over in the corner in a couple of bunk loungers is what you get. It's kind of nice in there.
But I've had
slice of heaven in the gymnasium.
The money is great on New Year's Eve.
Do you find it's easier to stay in shape there? Are there medicine balls or treadmills? Or have you ever had a bad show on New Year's Eve?
You are what you are. You want this story? Absolutely. That's what you do.
It was like my first headlining New Year's Eve.
Do people recognize you? Are you more of a celebrity where you are now, or does it not matter?
I didn't have to do the countdown, which is also
great. I get there early in the day. The woman who's running it, I don't think that's too bad.
Clearly, this was her first New Year's Eve.
That's what do you write with where you are, though? I have so many questions.
How are we going to do this? And she said, well, first of all, you have to decide if you want to work on the stage.
Pete, have you ever heard of a pen or a band's equipment? Did you have Sharpies yet down there? It's the same thing up here. There's nothing different. No, it's all the same.
No seats, no tables on the dance floor. So the closest table here on stage
Jimmy's 45 to 50 feet away.
That's okay. That's okay.
Or listen, you can work off the dance floor.
I have to ask you, Jimmy, is God a fan of your work that you did here on Earth?
I'd rather do radio than the Grand Canyon.
I'll be honest with you. I don't think he ever saw any of my work, to be upfront and honest. No. He likes watching movies about angels.
And the show, what time is the show?
She
was 8 o'clock, right after dinner.
But that was only part about angels. And so he doesn't watch a lot of movies.
Which
comes
first?
The man's kind of busy. He's doing a lot of things. He's saving a lot of lives.
Says, no, dinner will be over at 8 o'clock.
Right. No, I totally get that. But can you confirm that it is a
but if dinner isn't,
because I think Jerry was kind of out on that.
Of course,
I'm
8 o'clock,
I'm not look up his
I'm sitting there in the dark.
I'm not going to do that. No.
On the dance floor.
There's things you don't do in heaven, and that's one of them.
Especially, you don't want to lose the rights to your bark alarm either.
That's right. That thing vibrates over here.
Can you run the dressings by me one more time, please? Yeah. I have to ask you, too. Does God really have time to bless everyone who sneezes?
What can you think would be the worst
main course? He's got a whole team of people that do that for him. They're called the blessing team. Yeah.
While they're
and they work in shifts of 12 hours,
crunchy.
And there's like 25 of them. So when you sneeze, somebody blesses you. No, it's not usually God, but it's somebody appointed by God.
Seriously,
so
if they were
silent crab legs, from the man above.
They
can't
look
up. So it's farmed out. Basically. It's a blessing.
Pretty
but
they're watching like everything else in life. Now you know everybody has up here trying to make a buck. You know
they could barely hear me because 150 people.
Let's say if you
asked
God what his favorite movie
sounds
that you
like
did
there's
was
an
here
earthquake.
On Earth. Do you have any idea
just
what he would say?
Just a Bruin about 10 miles away.
Yeah, he likes crazy movies about angels and stuff like that. I
and
think
I'm
he would
dark
say It's a Wonderful Life, you know.
I got maybe 30 tables in front that have pity on me.
Mary! Remember that when I was outside her house and I was saying her name? Yeah,
but no one can laugh.
I think you
liked
the part where I said,
Mr.
Potter, you're nothing
out
but a spider on the back of my hand. I think he would like
show
that a lot.
I went into my closing
and then
bit like this.
The gymnasium floor opened up, and we all fell in and got wet.
And I didn't finish it. I am so sorry.
But I think you understand why.
My time is up, and
when
I'm going to have to leave you wondering
opened up,
how
that
ends.
Was that just kind of a faulty engineering, or was that planned on the set?
I had to check in my pocket.
They planned the whole damn thing.
Stopped at the bank on the way home.
They didn't tell me I had to get wet for this role, otherwise it wouldn't have taken it. I can tell you that. Right now,
state Illinois, at a hotel
cold
that was next to a casino.
I had
casino
a head cold for 2 weeks.
They had all
it
just opened
good
up, so it was
now,
all new
I just
to
read
them,
recently,
and they
Jimmy,
thought
that
they knew what they were doing.
Agreed to star in It's a Wonderful Life.
No
you had just finished your tenure overseas fighting in
you
the
know
war.
My guest
you were
is
still
Bill Gurgo.
He
PTSD
is one of Chicago comedy all stars. You can check him out tomorrow night, New Year's Eve, if you don't have plans yet,
movie that quickly after you fought in World War II.
Check out Memories Ballroom
in Port
Washington.
Did you like the way I looked? Because I thought I was damn handsome.
Tim McHugh voted the funniest man in America.
It's one of my favorite movies, Jimmy, and I loved the performance you gave.
Olivia Witt.
Every time a bell rings,
funniest people in Madison, Wisconsin, according to her website.
I did have a little bit of that going on.
We'll be driving up together trying to figure out who's the funniest one in the car.
I got a bunch of movies after that. Remember the movie Vertigo?
That'll be jockeying for position the whole way.
That was kind of traumatic in itself.
All right, so Bill, I want to ask you, I remember
some of those women I worked with were kind of traumatic too.
You know, when you have that many comics in a city that size, there's different comics. I think everybody got along for the most part. You guys had this writing group.
Take advantage of that?
Open a stinker?
No kidding. Okay, that was part of my question. I was lucky enough to be invited a couple times, and I don't feel like I put my best foot forward.
You know, and nowadays, everybody knows what you're doing. Back then,
what I'm getting at is, obviously, you like writing collaboratively.
And it was awful.
I felt like I needed to hash things out first on my own. I felt like I just kind of watched you guys, and I was sort of, my head was going back and forth because you guys had a rhythm. Do you still write comedy that way? Do you prefer to do it that way?
I don't.
Can I be honest
but
with you?
Yeah, I still host a writing group.
It was the very last Carol Burnett show.
You're exercising
a
muscle.
Did you ever see that show?
Yeah. Great show.
You know, I tell people all the time.
She wanted me on that show for a long time, and I always said no.
If you go to the gym, you see people lifting barbells. They're not lifting it just on the off chance they're going to run into a barbell.
But on her very last show, I came out and I played a little piano for her.
It's just an exercise.
And she really appreciated that, and it makes my heart
finishing other people's jokes is as good an exercise for your brain is finishing your own. But I tend to be pretty much a self-writer.
Those down,
right.
So I'll fill things out in a writing session just to see if there's an obvious door that somebody else can spot that I can go through.
Was there anything in Grace Kelly was so beautiful? Was there anything?
Anytime I do a show, I probably got
five,
six, seven
good or bad, anything going on behind the scenes? Did you guys date? Did you become good friends?
Right.
That's normal. So you come do a joke and it works, and you add a punchline and it works, and you add another punchline and it works.
How far did you get?
And then someone comes along and gives you yet another. Well, why not?
Absolutely. That's a great answer. Yeah, because it was. I mean, I love hanging out with comics.
Was,
I haven't been a working comic in decades, but they're still my favorite people to hang out with.
Does your voice
I totally
really
see why you would go.
This,
and if I was invited tomorrow, I would go just to be around comics, even though I would not maybe have much to contribute. But
I'll keep that in mind. Someone asked me the other day why I became a comedian. I said, well, I got tired of driving up and down the same old strip.
That's why years and years after you died, and most of your listeners probably don't even know who I am.
Comedy was it.
I'm doing this bit with you right now on your little radio show. Yeah, that's why.
Hanging out with comics is why I stayed a comic.
Statewide here in Wisconsin. There you go. Man, it's good to have you on the show, Bill. I have a couple more minutes with Bill. Don't go away, though. We got to do a very quick thing, though. A few more minutes, we'll wrap up with Bill. Maybe get one more plug in for Memories Ballroom tomorrow night in Port Washington.
How about another spot? This is Pete Powell. Can you bring one over?
Oh, yes. Who is who's bringing you Spotted Cows? If I get,
I have no idea what her name is, but she's dressed like she should be serving beers. So I'm going to order them from
Civic Media. Right.
Very nice.
So what do you miss most about her?
Well, there's no life up here. You know, we're all dead. You understand that? I can't walk around in the green grass, and I can't make movies up here. Yeah. You know, they don't do that up here. Again, we just kind of sit around and look at one another. Once in a while, there's a great canasta game, but that's about it, you know? So I miss life altogether. I do have to say that I think life now on Earth, I don't think I would want to be part of it. It was better back then. It was harder. We worked harder. We were more dramatic in our life. Now everything's computerized, and they colorized all the movies from way back. And it's a shame. I'm actually glad I'm dead, to be honest with you.
Boy, those are strong words. Well, we miss you. Jimmy, would you mind doing a tag for the show? All you have to say is, this is Jimmy Stewart. You're watching Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Could you give us that?
I could do that for you. Let me get in the mood here. I actually wrote a poem for you, too, if you want me to read it to you.
Oh, of course. We'd love it.
What do you want first, this little tagline thing?
Let's do the tag, and then we can go out on your poem, if that works for you.
All right, yeah.
Anytime you're ready.
Howdy. This is Jimmy Stewart, and you're watching The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. How was that, Jimmy? Was that good?
That's perfect. Thanks, Steve. You're Steve Allen, right? No, Jimmy, listen.
Oh, yeah, you think you're funny, huh?
No.
That's some good. Hey, honey, could you get me another Spotted Cow? Thank you, dear.
All right.
Yeah.
Conrad, do we have time for the poem?
We have about 20 seconds.
Jimmy, this was fun. Thank you so much, buddy.
Hey, have a great night, Pete.
Thanks so much. I have it. You have
it. See you, Conrad. You'll go get them girls, all right? You'll get them, buddy. All right.
All right. That's Jimmy Stewart sucking back the spotted cows. And what better place to do it? We will be right back. And we have Santa Claus coming up next hour, too. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Full Falls Radio, WXCO. The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know
you're listening
these people
to pre-recorded
that we live
content produced by Civic Media.
Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt
Steady
Mayer on air.
Checks in from the
608. This shouldn't be a thing.
Steady Eddie checks in.
Hot
new year,
Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Thank you, Steady Eddie.
Yes. No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thank you, buddy.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking. Now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You've been around
you are listening
a while,
to your local Civic Media radio
so
station on air. Thank you.
Who,
did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, too? And if you miss a show or game, find
Come
it
on.
Wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
It's hard for comedians to
the first
watch
time seeing my son,
for two
I feel
reasons.
Like my
first
life
all,
did a 180.
We don't want to.
He really a definition of like why he loves
their funny
through all of fatherhood's first. Never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Full Falls Radio WXCO,
so
Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
I love
you're listening to pre-recorded content produced
because
by
you're
Civic
in and out
Media.
Quickly.
Yeah.
And that helps enormously. But the other thing is, it's hard for us to just laugh. We want to analyze.
Our question
what's
tonight,
he doing there?
Gentlemen,
how's he doing
what is your
it?
Favorite Christmas?
How did he get
Tommy
that
Jackson
laugh?
Says, I think Jimmy Stewart's
right.
performance was enhancing.
We've lived
from just
behind
coming
the curtain.
Back from flying the
we
Heavy Bomber 4 engine B-24.
So it's like a magician watching a magician.
Europe. More raw emotion. That is a great point.
We might
Tom.
Be very interested.
And I mentioned this.
But we're
I can't
seldom
remember who I was talking to last night about It's a Wonderful
right.
Life. But there's that moment
so,
where
all right,
he thinks
so
he's lost everything. And
there's
he has
no
to face
one
his
like
family. He's hugging
Chappelle,
his daughter, and the emotion
Nate
Bargatze on his face.
Or,
he's just squeezing.
I've really gotten
he's
to
so
enjoy
scared.
Nate.
You're probably
lately.
Very
I
right. He had a lot to draw on. So yeah, I'm glad he took that
years,
role, even though he may not have been ready for it
has
or thought he wasn't ready for it. Eric from Lodi says Bob Seger has a fantastic
yes.
version.
I don't even have to finish
boy.
My sentences.
I
anymore.
Was not aware of that. Right. I do like the David Bowie version with Bing Crosby. That's
yeah,
not
like all this street cred.
We played that recently.
Built up. You're right. He doesn't have to finish.
I love
and
Bob
the guy
Seger.
Does not really tell jokes.
His,
he starts to say, my wife
Anna and Madison
went to
says,
this, and he's already
Conrad,
getting
laughed.
Like, the guy's got that much credibility built up with his audience.
By Chrissy Hynde.
Lately, I've just been indulging myself.
I have heard that. Not for years, though.
You probably
I think that's
kind of
cool. Like when rock stars starting.
Out of St. Louis. I don't know.
I know the name.
Carols.
Yeah,
like Bruce Springsteen,
he's got
Santa
two,
Claus is coming to town. We'll
longer
a bit
specials
about that. Rocking
on
around
YouTube
the Christmas tree.
That I just
Tom
enjoy
Petty
the
has
heck
them,
out of them.
Leonard
they're,
McCartney,
they're
they all have them.
And again,
I think that's fun. What, not all of them are good.
What I look for
but it just gives
when I'm
you
watching a comedian is
some
not,
variety when it comes
not
to Christmas
the jokes.
Girls.
Really, it's
the
authenticity and
timeless
and
ones. Even though some of them are great, there's some variety.
Yeah,
Eric from Lodi says my favorite Christmas song is contemporary versions of.
Same person talking to me in the middle and at the end.
Contemporary versions
anybody
of
can
the
get
Little
up and
Boy.
Just oh, read jokes to an audience.
He says you have to listen to the.
That's not what stand-up comedy is about. It's about revealing yourself.
I don't know that band.
And what you think
right.
is funny. And right, Greg does it extraordinarily well.
Let's see if we can find that.
It's coming back to me now talking to you. I've always loved your professorial takes on stand-up comedy. You're very good at just breaking it down. And I just love it,
that it came out, it was not that
very popular. These days I probably teach comedy more than I perform.
Only through syndication, only through the fact that so many TV stations were
able to purchase it. And again, I appreciate your time, Bill. Check out Memories Ballroom tomorrow night, folks.
That's fascinating.
New Year's Eve show. Tim Wacko, Jimmy McHugh.
That's how it became a feature in our lives. Olivia Witt
and Bill Gorgo, my guest right now, will be there tomorrow night. Four headliners for the price of one. What
better
way to ring in the new year?
Like a home
check out Memories Ballroom, I would say, and see if they have tickets, because it's going to be a great show.
It definitely stood the test of time.
You can always record Lou Regani.
It's kind of fun when people overpower critics and they just
listen when you get home. Listen and say hi to Lou for me. He's a great guy.
No, you know, he's fantastic. Love his show. Great.
Manasseh says,
talk about
I love Andy Williams' voice. So it's the most wonderful time of the year is my favorite. Now that's another one
comedy
that last night was
you're right
favorite.
He is. Oh, that's so cool that you know
this is crazy,
you know,
like
Bill.
It, all right
Bill
just,
so before we let you
so
get
relative,
out of here we've got about 30 seconds
great.
To a minute
Daniel
New Year's
saying,
resolution
it's a wonderful
my
life
friend.
Gets more poignant
same
the
one
more
was last
I age great
make
movie.
It to
my
next
favorite
year's.
Bizarre moment is the quick cut
that's
to a smiling Clarence the Angel
my age
George
that's and this is the first New Year's resolution I actually achieved.
I never noticed that. That's so funny. I love
it. I think
that's
great.
Like that.
I love
people
the simplicity. And I hope you make it too, text. Bill, because then you can be back on the show next
Tom
next
from Jackson.
Year.
Checking awesome. In again says also
you
Silent
you too,
Night
buddy.
By Mercy
Knock
Me.
Dead tomorrow.
They do the song in a bluegrass style.
That's Bill Gorgo. Check out Memories
again.
Ballroom
and again,
tomorrow night. That is a
great
fun show,
here from Tom. He is
I know all those guys. I don't know Olivia Witt, but I've heard great things,
sure.
And
thank
it's going to be a fantastic show.
Judy
so you're still making your
from
plans,
Lodi says, again, love, it's a wonderful life. I take to heart the message that friends and family is more rich and happy than rich men.
Actually, like Bill's a lot. That's a great one. Get through the year.
Over money.
Be a lot.
It's a wonderful film
with
a great cast and story that I must watch every year.
You know,
doing
it's,
millions
it's
of other
the same
people,
thing.
Judy,
just,
and there's
right.
kind of a
you
cool
know,
thing in that too.
I'm putting you on
to
the
connect
spot. Yeah, this is your first
the,
night back.
The collective
in like a
consciousness
week.
Of everybody.
And here I am
movie.
Holding
How
your feet
cool.
to the fire.
Tom from Jackson again says,
I know what
old Christmas
you're
movie, Christmas in Connecticut, 1944.
I'm
going to
comment on everything.
Sidney
really
Reed
cool.
Street.
This sucks.
And Henry Morgan from Colonel Potter.
No, you're going to love it.
An old movie. Thank
you,
Tom. Again,
sports stuff.
Tom checks in again.
I would like
also one of
my
favorite 1942 movies has to be I Married a Witch with Veronica Lake.
Resolutions. Hopefully you guys check out Lou Regani. Tomorrow
Veronica
night
Lake,
on the network here.
Beautiful movie
and then,
starring
in
the 1940s.
Terry Barr special on
as well
New Year's Day.
Some
2 hours
but she,
of
she was
Barbie
good actress
Friday.
Too. Tom
and
continues saying Veronica Lake has her signature hairstyle
with,
and is
director
so
Antonio
and cute in the movie. The
Marcia
leading
Polk
man was Frederick March, great actor.
Angels in the Rye. This has been
Tom,
fun.
Where have you been this
great
whole time?
To,
I know Tom's texted before, but I think we hit a chord here. He knows a lot about what we're talking about tonight.
It's been fun.
Fantastic.
So we will be back Thursday night. I hope you have a great day.
Steady
ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining
Pete,
us here on behalf
five,
of Conrad, the lovable producer.
Bells.
This is Pete Schwab. Good
night, Wisconsin. Batman smells. Robin Laden. Hey, Batmobile lost the wheel. And the Joker got away. Not bad lyrics, though. Even though it's just kind of a parody. As an adult, some of my favorites have been Nat King Cole, Christmas, The Christmas Song, Vince Guaraldi's O Tannenbaum, The Carpenters' Merry Christmas, Darling. I can't pick just one. He continues saying, Pete, I've been working on my Jimmy Stewart impression. Please fill in for me, Pete, and do your Jimmy Stewart in my place if you feel well enough. Steady Eddie just made me cough. I'll try to do some Jimmy Stewart. Conrad, remind me, okay? I'll give it a shot. I have a cold, so if it sucks, I can blame the cold. Steady Eddie says, Merry Christmas, Bedford Falls. Merry Christmas, Pete and Conrad. Merry Christmas, Nightlight listeners. Steadfast Edward. P.S. Pete, feel better soon. Eddie, your text made me feel better. Thank you so much, my friend. Always great to hear from you every night. In fact, if I had a fever, Eddie's text is good enough to bring it down a couple degrees. I don't have a fever. But
and just like that, you're healed.
Just like that. A steady healing powers of a steady Eddie text. Jim from Appleton says, Emerson, Lake, and Plamer. I think he means Palmer. He says, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. I believe in Father Christmas. My favorite classic one is Carol of the Bells. Yes, great song. God, there's so many you forget about them. When I was a kid, we had, my parents had a Christmas album by the Raycon of Singers. And they did Silver Bells and Frosty the Snowman. And they were just such a fun, they were so voice talented. And the first thing I did when I was an adult, I went out and I bought the CD of the Raycon of Singers. And a lot of these songs people are suggesting here remind me of that. So
that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Dom Selvia.
Next time, join us as we revisit some of our best interviews from 2024. Have a happy new year. Stay safe. We'll be back live on Thursday.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Michael Wallace. Breaking news from New Orleans, where police say a truck is plowed into a group of people on Bourbon Street, causing what they call multiple casualties. WWL-TV's Winston Reed is on the scene.
I was able to walk near Bourbon Street, and much of Bourbon Street is now blocked off, and many bars and restaurants on Bourbon Street also had to be evacuated following what one person tells me is one big investigation.
Again, multiple casualties are reported. In New York City last night, it was a much happier scene. CBS's Jared Hill has more.
A celebration for the ages as nearly a million people ring in 2025 under the glow of New York's famous Times Square.
And I'm just like really, really, really happy. The vibe here is unbelievable.
While umbrellas weren't allowed, rain didn't dampen the spirits of